Turning to health news now, the odds of African Americans surviving cancer are lower than for whites. A Seattle group wants to change that by building community support for black cancer patients. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
A little over a year ago, Charity Jaconia was diagnosed with breast cancer. She read everything she could to better understand the disease. She had so much information, but what she really wanted was someone to talk to. Then she met Bridget Hempstead.
Whoa, sexy mama! Look at you!
Hempstead has been a mentor and a friend to Jaconia.
I'm good. I'm sorry I'm late.
I met Jaconia at Hempstead's house in South Seattle. They talked about their first meeting at a coffee shop.
I wanted to know if I was going to make it. I wanted to know if there were people that had made it that I could speak to or hear their stories and their testimonies. I felt that I had come to the end of my road.
At the time, Jaconia was 40 years old, a single mom. She said she was afraid of making the wrong treatment decision. She was afraid of dying and leaving her two children.
Do you remember your advice to me?
Yes, I remember my advice is that don't give in to the fear, and yes, you will live. We're all going to die one day, but it won't be today.
Hempstead understood Jaconia's fear. She, too, is a single parent. She had been in the same spot in 1996 when she was diagnosed with breast cancer.
And I told you that we're going to make sure that you have the best doctors and have all the information that you need so that you can feel empowered and be able to survive the disease.
Hempstead also suggested getting a second opinion. For Jaconia, it was a revelation.
That was really news to me. It's hard to just surrender your life into the hands of one man, his decision.
Jaconia says this practical and emotional support has helped her. It's inspired her to share her story with other African Americans.
When you do find another black woman talking to you about the subject of cancer, you begin to realize that it's real. And if they can tell you that they made it, then you can make it too.
And there's some things only another black person could understand. For example, chemo or radiation tend to affect black women in different ways, says Hempstead.
Her skin is ashy and then her nail beds are turning black. There is no way that a white woman can say, oh, I've had that same experience.
Hempstead started a support group for African Americans called Sierra Sisters. She wanted to create a safe place where people could talk because cancer is seen as a death sentence in the community. Even talking about it is almost taboo. She once gave a ride to a woman who revealed she had cancer and had both breasts removed.
And she says, I feel so ugly. I don't feel like a woman anymore. And I feel like it's a judgment on me that I had breast cancer.
Hempstead says for many black women, losing their breasts means rejection, losing their partner.
Will anybody want to make love to me again? You know, those are real issues that hit in our community.
They don't want to talk about that.
And don't get her started on churches.
We can't talk about sex and breast.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And vaginas.
Yeah.
I'd say that.
African Americans have higher death rates from cancer compared with whites. There are many reasons behind that disparity. One explanation is lack of emotional support, says Rachel Ceballos. Ceballos is a researcher at Fred Hutch Cancer Research Center.
There is evidence in animal studies and in some human studies now that show that social support and perceived psychological stress can impact biomarkers that are related to cancer and cancer progression in particular.
In other words, stress makes it harder for the body to heal. Ceballos has teamed up with Hempstead and other groups to develop culturally tailored programs for minority communities. She envisions community advocates helping cancer patients throughout their journey.
Because a lot of survivors don't deal with the emotional aspects of having been diagnosed with cancer until after the treatment is done, because you're kind of in emergency mode, let's just get this done. And then afterward, you realize, you know, wow, what just happened to me?
Ceballos says it's not unusual for survivors to feel a sense of loss or grief after treatment. The body has changed, and it may not be functioning the same way it did before cancer. Having support could help them learn what the new normal is and how to cope with it.
Come on in and have
Back at Bridget Hempstead's home, a young man walks in during our conversation. He looks a little sheepish. The women tease him. He's like part of the family.
Both of his parents have, they both passed from cancer as well. I'm Mama B.
Hempstead's group, Sierra Sisters, is getting ready to reach out to the African American community to let folks know they're here to help and offer support.
The fear is real, yes, but that doesn't mean that you have to embrace it
or face it alone. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.